Welcome back, everybody. It is 8:35. I am joined by Herman Vilasekar. Did I get that right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, you are a member of the UW's Faculty of Biology, and you have a plan to remove, I guess, overabundant carp populations and turn it into fertilizer.
That's right. There's a group of us working on trying to assess how many carp there are and how many other fish that are being dumped, as the gentlemen were explaining before. And so we want to remove some of that carp and turn it into fertilizer and sucker. Yeah.
Now, what's wrong with carp in the first place?
Well, they are an introduced species. They are European carp. They were introduced late 1800s, and they are very prolific, so they now are super abundant, and they feed at the bottom, so they resuspend a lot of nutrients that are in the bottom of the lake. And so that helps to eutrophicate the lakes. That means that there are too many nutrients, and that causes algal blooms.
Something that the city and the province is trying to fight. So is there any reason that the province, you'd run into the same problems as the previous guests would?
Yeah, it's been difficult to get funding from the province, and we're not sure why. We've had, I think, three different proposals, and happily one of them did come through recently, but we weren't quite sure what was the block there. At some meeting, I heard someone say that carp was mostly for sports fishing.
Okay. So now, who is involved in this project? You are part of Group Zero.
That's right. Group Zero at University of Winnipeg consists of director of the group is Dr. Scott Forbes. There's also Dr. Mary Wiegand and Dr. Jens Frank and myself.
And so now, what do you need to get this project going? And where do you see yourself situated? Where are you going to remove the fish?
Right. So the way we're working, Dr. Forbes is mostly involved with the assessment of the stocks, and so and he's in contact with the fisher communities, and so part of what we need to do is have a good estimate, and that comes from harvesting of how many fish there are. He's estimated that there could be an additional 15,000 tons of fish removed on a sustainable way. So his area of expertise is the assessment of the populations. There's also a need to know the genetic composition of these populations. So that's where Dr. Frank is involved, and the extraction of the making of the fertilizer necessitates biochemical techniques and knowledge of physiology, more laboratory techniques, and that's where Dr. Wiegand is involved. And I'm in the testing of the fertilizer. So we need transportation of the fish. We need a facility to extract, so the lab, and of course all the materials needed to do the extraction of the fertilizer, or the grinding of the fish, and then greenhouse space or plots to test the fertilizer.
So now, would you just be tapping into the normal market, like freshwater, or would you be taking fish somehow else?
Well, unfortunately, the normal market would be that they throw it away, right? So they don't use it.
Right. I guess that'd be part of the bycatch.
Right. So we'd be increasing that market by making the fish more valuable, increasing the price that people would pay for it. We would be paying for the fish that we collect. In other words, we become a market for the fishermen.
Right.
And I can't remember the other part of your question.
I I don't remember it either. Well, can you, I guess, turn a profit from this, turn around and sell this fertilizer to farmers around Manitoba?
Oh, hopefully it would become profitable. At first, we'd like to recover costs, and we do think that it could become a profitable industry. And it has the advantage that then you can sell it back to farmers. This is material that has been removed from the lake. And so, of course, people are concerned about runoff from farms. If you're bringing fertilizers that are made from petroleum, right, through refining, well, the runoff will bring things that were not in the lake, in the lakes or in the watershed. But by removing the carp that was already in the lake and the sucker and putting it in fertilizer form in farms, part of it becomes plants and that becomes our food. Any runoffs came from the lake.
In the first place, yeah.
Right.
Now, when do you kind of expect, if you get the funding, when do you expect to get this going?
Oh, we wish we could do it, maybe finish this first pilot study this season. So we've already had a first test of a couple of batches of fertilizer. We know that they do make our plants grow better, more. We're into a second phase, and it would be great if we could proceed with larger scope trial right now, start getting a good amount of fish and the hands to actually process it and make it into fertilizer.
All right. And now you called this organic. Is that just kind of a loose term, or could you actually call it organic fertilizer? What are the stipulations there?
Yes, the goal is to get it certified organic. And so that has to meet a series of standards. And of course, that means that once we have the product and after we've done these first tests and we know that they are making our plants grow faster, then we can submit it to analysis, which is another costly part of the project, a rigorous analysis where we can see whether there's anything that would not meet those standards. If it doesn't meet the standards, then is there anything that we can do in the process of making the fertilizer to change that? If it's something that we can't, then we wouldn't be able to label it as organic, for sure.
And now, I guess lastly, what do you need? You had put a price tag on it to get it going.
Well, we've been jumping up and down between $15,000 and $25,000 to get it running, depending on how many hands can help us. Right. We had a full-time person doing all the lab part and helping with the greenhouse and test plots. That would be just around $15,000 for salary, right?
Right.
And so any materials, transportation, gas, and buying the carp or the sucker would be added to that, and that's where it goes another 5 to 10,000.
And then I guess the province primarily you would be looking to fund this.
That's the our first venue of funding. The other would be actually the University of Winnipeg has already through internal grants to some of us invested in this project. So we've had some support, but we wish we could get a little bit more.
All right. Well, I hope you get it. Cheers. All right. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Talking about the project, and good luck.
Thanks.
All right. That's Herman Avila-Sikar, member of the UW's Faculty of Biology. Coming right up, Alex Patterson. And Gazelle will be talking about the Faculty of Sociology. We'll be right back.